Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:13, hot Friday morning, June 6th, 81st anniversary of D-Day. You need to remember the sacrifices were made by those unbelievably brave men that stormed the beaches at Normandy. John Fitzmaurice, instructor of history at UNO, will join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk more about that. Right now we're talking about auto insurance. Representative Emily Chenevert joins us. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well this morning.
Did I pronounce it right? Chenevert?
You did. Hey, well done.
I want to ask you this. How does a woman go from being a Manship School of Communications major and New York Film Academy to being a state representative? Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours.
Great. Love it. Well, look, I didn't see myself in this position years ago, Tommy. And truth is, you know, you grow up a little bit. You know, I worked in media communications, worked in ministry a little bit, worked on behind the scenes in movies and budgeting and all of that, which I love that industry. And over the last probably, I don't know, 6-7 years, paid a lot of attention to federal level, state level when it comes to politics. And, you know, I have young kids. And so I think when you have kids, you're growing up, you love your state. You start to kind of look at, a lot of times take a bit of a common sense approach, as a mom, wife, and in the trenches, like so many people in our state, and just wanted to, I was paying attention, wanted to get involved. And honestly, my husband really encouraged me. He said, look, I've heard your speeches at home. I see your frustration. Either just let it go or go do something. And it was an opportunity to run. And here I am today. So I'm glad I did it. It was a tough race. And, year and a half in session, almost done with my second year. So
I'll bet when someone does an interview with you on TV, you see the questions coming, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do see the questions coming.
All right. When it comes to the film industry, since you said that, thoughts on film industry subsidies or tax credits, et cetera? Do you have a particular feeling on that?
No, for sure. No, I love to talk about it. Look, as someone who saw the trickle down effect in Louisiana as the incredible amount of money that's dropped into the state when productions come here. Look, I've seen whether it's a small town where I was actually grew up in a real small town in Louisiana, Leesville, Louisiana, in central Louisiana. They had a production come there and couldn't get over the amount of money dropped in hotels and expenditures. I worked in New Orleans on some projects, worked in Baton Rouge. So, I've seen how a little bit of dollars and how much it impacts the local economy, the local hotels, restaurants, and the local hires. So, I think it's a good program. We worked hard on this program. Some adjustments were made last year, but nothing that got made the program stronger. Didn't raise the cap on it at all, but, trying to keep it streamlined. I think it's in a good place, and I hope to see more productions come to get more money in the state.
Did you have any appearances in front of the camera?
I did in a small movie. I was not supposed to, but I was worked on a little movie in New York when I was done with film school, and I was a coordinator on that. But then they needed an extra, or they needed a featured extra because someone wasn't able to be there. So I always loved the behind the scenes and working with producers. But I did have a lot of dance experience and some theater experience as well as a kid. So I just kind of was involved in all of it, I guess you'd say.
What was the movie?
It was a little bit Listen to Your Heart. It might have been Listen to My Heart. It was a little indie. We shot it in Poughkeepsie, New York, parts of Connecticut. And then I was a nurse for a brief second at a hospital. I'll tell you that.
I bet you didn't see that question coming, did you?
I did not.
All right, let's talk about comparative fault and auto insurance and what your bill says and what it's going to do and what you hope it does. Results.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, look, I believe that change was needed. Louisiana was one of only 11 states that followed a pure comparative fault rule, which allows claimants to recover damages from an accident regardless of their level of fault.
Let me take
and
a
so
second.
Just to make it very...
Let me slow you down for a second. Yeah, explain that to me, what that would look like in case of an accident. Give me an example accident and what it would look like before the law and what it looks like after your law.
Great question. So right now, we've heard testimony after testimony of what you're asking, specific examples. You could have someone that would be sitting at a red light, like whether it's a truck, whether it's an individual, a commercial, you know, van, whatever, sitting at a red light, and someone could, you know, ran in the back of them, or just they could be sitting there just existing, and someone hit them on the side of the car, whatever. And basically, right now, our laws allow where if they could find 5% at fault for that truck, whether it would be maybe they didn't pull far enough up to the stop sign, right, or maybe something's going on. Right now, Louisiana, you basically
would reduce. Was at a dead stop, just to be clear, that it was a dead stop, doing nothing, just sitting there and gets hit.
Nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
And these are examples that I have heard, not just in testimony in committee, but even after the fact that this bill is being discussed, people are like, look, I'm sitting in a parking lot. I'm sitting at a red light. Our laws allow it. And I'll be very clear. I don't blame parties, even, you know, attorneys or anybody. They're just acting in the laws of what we have allowed. You know, right? When you divide that, the percentage of fault would reduce your negligence, maybe would reduce your damages. And so what this bill would do is changes our fault system where 34 other states have a threshold. They had a 50% if you're found 50% at fault or 51% at fault. The law that we passed and now that is Act 15, it is 51. If you were found 51% or more at fault, you cannot claim for damages. So what that is the idea is more what we believe is what other states have done is saying, look, common sense is if you are at fault of your own accident, why are we going and somebody else paying for your damages? Why is somebody else paying you because you're the one that was at fault? And look, I talked to attorneys on this. I said, look, tell me how many cases you've had that are this 49-51. They're like, I've never had it. It's always whether it's, and look, I'm not saying there hasn't been one, mm-hmm. be very clear, but they tell me that, look, we always know that somebody is majority at fault. Usually it's 70-30, was it 65, you know, is it? But we had cases where people could be 95% at fault, 99, and they still could go get get money because of the way our fault system was set up and the way we do it. And so, you know, 17 of the states that have some of the lowest insurance rates, 17 of the 25 have this fault, have the same system. So this is not a unicorn. This is not something that, you know, we made up. We were looking at other states and say, hey, is there anything we can do in this area? And I do believe this is that, you know, the good thing about this is fewer payouts. If we can have fewer payouts and with lower risk, it can equal lower premiums. And that's what we're hoping for, Tommy.
So you start to say get a check, and it sounds like you called it back, but that's what it is. And that goes to the lawyer commercials. And if you've been in an accident, call me because, and I'm just reading ahead here, because of comparative fault, even if you weren't at fault, I still might be able to get you some money. Accurate?
It's accurate, right? And the thing is, it's always that little small, that piece. If someone's coming in and you know, there's a lawsuit, and they're like, you know, I think, too, is if you have a case, if there's a case, and look, I'm not an attorney. You know, I get into the weeds of this. I like reading the law. Well, in a movie, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah. But, I mean, I enjoy reading it, and I have great respect for attorneys because people, there's times, no matter what we do, everyone, you could need an attorney. No one is against that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is this, that we have a culture problem here where you could be, again, all at fault, causing an accident. And I've heard story after story where, you know, you all of a sudden, right before that your prescription is about to, you know, come up, they'll get a phone call and say, oh, we're coming after, we're going to get some money from your insurance company. And, you know, it's just, it's unfair. And I think it's, we got to create a fair legal climate. We want business here. We want to have more competition in insurance companies. And we, that competition is a good thing. So people are competing for which company they're going to go with and rates. I think that's just kind of a basic idea of the free market value and those ideas. So I feel like it's a great thing for the state. It was a tough fight, and but I'm commend my colleagues on the House and on the Senate and the governor for signing it, and look forward to what we're going to see over the next few years. But look, there's a lot of things we did. I know it's not just one bill, but this.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. All right, we're talking to Representative Emily Chenevier, Louisiana State Representative, former movie star, as am I, with my brief career in the George Foreman film as a ring announcer. Emily, do you still get checks or not?
No, I do not. No checks. Oh. Not from that, no.
I get a check every now and then for like $12. 722 traffic now, WWO. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Representative Emily Chenevier, Louisiana State Representative. So you were talking, Representative, about some of the other things you did, and let's talk about time frame and when people, because some people are texting and saying they've never seen a decrease in their auto insurance. Are we likely to see decreases, or just what's a realistic expectation on these changes?
Oh, look, great question. And I'm right there with everybody listening, because for me, you know, when you have, you pay these high rates, you want them to see to come down as soon as possible. Look, a great, in listening and talking a lot to our Commissioner of Insurance, a lot of these things that we see is that we may not see some of this right for, it could be year and a half. You know, we did some great moving. We moved forward on some things with homeowners insurance last year. And so, but a lot of times we look at some of the states, sometimes it could take a year and a half to 2 years that these things trickle down. Now, look, you know, I got a text from a colleague on the House floor yesterday that they just, one of his family members just got a quote for some commercial insurance on some trucks, and they got a rate decrease of 30%. That was yesterday. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen for everybody immediately, but that was something that we found out yesterday. Now, I can't tell you the exact reason why. Don't know if that dynamic. But the goal is, if we can work to reduce payouts and reduce some of the lawsuit, the claims, these minor injury claims, because remember, Louisiana, we have found out in all of our research, we have like 2.5 times more minor bodily injury claims than more of the national average. And so we would say, are our bones weaker? Are we smaller? Can we not handle? That's not the case. There's something going on with the amount of lawsuits in comparison to other states. So if we can decrease that, if we can decrease some of these payouts, you know, it we believe that's going to help lower it, because it's helping in some other states, coupled with other things, right? And look, Tommy, I wanted to bring this up because, you know, it's a great question of someone listening and they see how high these rates are. Mm-hmm. There is a trucking company in my district, and I was at church on a Sunday, and he came up to me and he said, Emily, 10 years ago, I paid $6,500 for a truck. And he said, today, he goes, this year, I've been quoted the most recent, $65,000 a truck. So this is, I know it's a real problem. It's going to take constantly working at the issue. And look, I just got in office. I know it's an issue. I care. I'm an everyday mom. I call it kitchen table economics, where families are sitting down trying to figure out how they're going to make it with everything else that we have to pay.
Representative, I'm going to jump in here 1 minute, because I'm just, and we're going to run a minute late here. And the reason is, I understand about, I know business owners that don't want to put the sign on the truck because they got lawyers saying, if you get hit by a truck with a sign on it, call me. Again, yes. What you said earlier, I can't blame the lawyers. It's like golf. They're playing by the rule book, right? So it seems like
That's
we
right.
need to change the laws about tort reform in Louisiana before we really see any change in this. Your thoughts on that? We got 30 seconds.
Look, 100% agree. That's why we passed this bill. And I think that my colleagues there, as well as the governor, I think that they see that. They see the needs of the people. Look, it's not just one step, but I believe this is more than a step in the right direction. We're tweaking that tort law. It's been a long time coming, for decades, and I hope we're going to start to see some change.
Thank you,
forward.
Representative. Hope we talk to you again. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Mark Rosa. Help you manage your money right now. Time for WWL First News.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.